Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Victory Reaction Monday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. 16-13 was the score in favor of your Texans. Matthew Wright with the field goal that ultimately did it, downed the Titans, solidified and secured a season sweep of the Titans for your Texans, and got your Texans to 500. Maybe he's one of the dudes that you want to salute as we talk about who hooped in this particular football game. 713-572-4610. Who are the people that you appreciated in this game? And one of them, D'Amico Ryans, actually talked about, and for me, John Lopez. I think that Dalton Schultz was really good in this game.
Really good.
Especially with the context that I think D'Amico added. It's one of those things that's very evident when you see him kind of holding that, you know, gripping at that clavicle area, mm-hmm. looking at kind of his shoulder of sorts.
And he's shaking down. It looked like the so-called stinger to me. Almost like we used to call it a pinch nerve, you know, mm-hmm. where it kind of numbs. I've had them, and it kind of numbs, and you kind of shake your hand, and you can't feel it, but then you can come back. But he's had other issues as well.
He's been battling yeah. both. Mm-hmm. I think it's a knee and a shoulder are the two designations that I've seen with him when he pulls up mm-hmm. on the injury report. And he's clearly been battling through that for a number of weeks. And that has not stopped him from being a pretty – like, he's been the quintessential tight end safety blanket mm-hmm. for a quarterback. He has been the reason why this team has been able to stay on track a decent amount, because he is the third and manageable maker, right? When mm-hmm. they end up in this, oh, man, we're in 2nd and 10 because we had a bad player. It's 2nd and 13.
He comes out, leaks to one side or the other or down the middle.
Leak him out, have him run a little stick around the middle of a zone, get him the ball, and now all of a sudden, magically, you're in 3rd and 5. Like, he has been creating those mm-hmm. With a level of frequency that's kind of incredible. And as much as I don't think that they're asking him to do it nearly as much as he's been doing it, as he was doing it last year, you can see like the grit and toughness of getting in here and chipping at times when they do ask him to do mm-hmm. that. And I appreciate that from him, because he's clearly hurting, right? So being willing to do that and just popping back up, getting back into the field of play when he's clearly knocked up, battered, and bruised.
Yeah.
I think that he's done a really good job for this team this year.
No, Dalton Schultz has had a very, very good year. And you talk about the blocking. He's blocking the way a tight end should block, you know, with some chips and maybe some...
Not one up on an end?
He's not one-on-one with an end. I mean, that's just asking too much. But the other thing that I was thinking about as I was listening to D'Amico is, yes, really good season. I mean, but he also... Two things. I think he's also, and we talked about this earlier in the show, kind of helping the offense gain an identity. He is part of that. He and Nico are clearly part of what they are now. And secondly... This short week hurts no one more than Dalton Schultz. Like, you know, him coming on a short week.
Physically?
Back, yes, on a short week. That's a worry for me. That's a concern.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point, mm-hmm. Getting him ready. Actually, I got to go back and check what the snap count was, because Kate Stover was
I think Kate
activated.
Stover had not a lot. I'll put it that way. I can't remember the exact number.
Yeah. I do wonder if this might be the opportunity for him to get some more burn, mm-hmm. To maybe hopefully spell Dalton a little bit, but I don't even know how much you would want to spell him considering he's been of mm-hmm. such great import of, again, being the safety blanket, man. There's that comfort. In fact, it was very odd seeing a couple of plays in which Davis Mills missed him.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, one of those kind of him running free down the seam where Davis throws the ball behind him. And I think there was another instance where he just kind of threw it low, if memory serves. Because it just feels like people quarterbacks all season long have felt comfortable just throwing that ball to him in those spaces in the zone, or as you mentioned, in those leak outs where it's just it's a known here's 4 or 5 yards without real questions beyond that.
Yeah.
I guess if we're talking about pass catchers, Nico Collins has been, I mean, what you expect to some degree, but also I think we were having conversations about him trying to step into that, at least being acknowledged amongst the elites of wide receivers in this league. And it feels like a game like he had yesterday was one of those that's important.
And it's not just the one game. I mean, he's something of on a heater right now. When you look at what he's done, I mean, he's got 3 straight games of at least 7 catches, and that's I think that's the best over the last 3 games. He's the only receiver in the NFL that has done that. So he's starting to finally gain, you know, that again, that identity is starting to get a little bit of identity. It's Nico. It's Dalton. It's what we've been asking for, especially with Nico. And he's just been proving it. And boy, I feel like we're shortchanging that 3rd and 16 play.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like we need to dig in on that a little. That was incredible. That was the game. Now, could have gone to overtime. They still win. But nevertheless, that was the game right there.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, well, the reason why I mentioned Nico Collins specifically yesterday, he was 9 of 10, right? Mm-hmm. He brought in all the targets that were sent his direction. I think that is also important. Like he's making a meal of what's being given to him. It's not just like the idea that they're pouring in a whole bunch of volume and eventually he's coming up with catches. No.
Yeah.
If you're throwing it his way in this game, he's bringing it down, and that's the type of thing that you expect from a receiver of his caliber, especially when you're playing against a secondary that is not on his level. Is we throw it over there, you bring it in. Even if we're throwing it to you on the sideline, we're throwing it high to where you have to elevate, secure the ball, get your feet down in the field of play. Like the fact of the matter is the comfort that you should have throwing it his way is there, and he's making this offense go right now. Like he is the one given that you have, which is what it's supposed to be on paper.
No, he absolutely is. Even when in real time, when I saw that 3rd and 16, first of all, Davis Mills getting the ball over and you know, hitting that window just
incredible touch
was incredible. But even as I'm watching the play in real time, I'm like, oh, he's in. You know, it looked like it was going to be really close, or maybe he was out, and they were talking about it on the broadcast, but I was like, no, he got them both in. That was an incredible play.
Without question. Yeah. Without question. Are there any dudes that come to mind for you? Because I've kind of monopolized this early on.
Well, I think there's a couple. This offensive line, something of a, not a total, but something of a revelation all of a sudden with what you have. And we'll see about Ed Ingram coming back and what happens there. But Titus Howard, you cannot ask for more from an offensive lineman. To be able to be the leader that he is now, that's clear. We saw it in the pregame. He was in the middle of the huddle. To be able to move around, tackle to guard. Trent Brown did a good job at tackle. What are you going to do with Jarrett Patterson? He's playing pretty well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
He's playing all right. Yeah. He's playing all right. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I have a very passionate response to anybody mm-hmm. at left guard. And that's kind of a weird thing for me.
Understandable.
And it raises a question that almost feels like blasphemous. Is that Titus Howard's next stop once Ed Ingram's back, right? Is he just doing a tour of the offensive line?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you could see the difference, I think, if he was playing right tackle versus Trent Brown, but it felt passable mm-hmm. in this game. Is that how you are able to even shore up the offensive line better, is making him switch hands, so to say, and get to that left guard spot so that you have more dudes that you feel super comfortable with?
I think
with.
So. I know you're not altogether, you're kind of wondering about that.
Because I recognize the people that will come up and say, hey, playing musical chairs on the offensive line,
it ain't great.
It's not a path to, you know, success inherently.
But I think that is the way to go. I would not replace Trent Brown at right tackle. At this point, based on everything that we've seen.
Until you're forced to?
Until you see otherwise. So that kind of narrows it down to, you know, Titus at left guard and Ed Ingram at right. Here's the thing about the offensive line. It hasn't been an obvious, glaring problem. It hasn't.
In the last couple of games?
The last couple of games, it just hasn't.
Yeah, and that's one thing I found interesting, because in this game, there was more opportunity, you would imagine, for mm-hmm. maybe that to show up. And there were four sacks, some of which I think mm-hmm. I could probably put on Davis Mills. Like one of those
sure.
sacks, you have both ends pinching on the end where you have off of the left side. I can't remember if that was Simmons being moved out to the outside, mm-hmm. but someone just goes through Ariante Ursary's chest, mm-hmm. which is like, damn, big dog. I feel like you should be able to handle that, but maybe that's growing pains.
He had a bad rep, as they say.
Maybe it was, probably just a bad rep there. Yeah. But then on the right side, definitely a bad rep where your guy Trent Brown just gets beat. Davis doing something that feels like CJ would do, stepping back into that pressure instead of stepping up into a relatively mm-hmm. clean pocket, was a little uncomfortable in that moment.
Yeah.
But I think that by and large, especially knowing what this offensive line has been over the entirety of the season, I was not disappointed by any means with what the offensive line was.
But here's where I really want to go in this segment. You're talking about, you know, like standouts and things that that sort of were sparks all of a sudden for this team. We've been waiting for it. It's only taken 10 or 11 weeks. 11 weeks. You have the two best rush ends in football combined playing together. It was either Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter. You got them both. And they're both hitting a notch, a level that is otherworldly. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Last two games, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. have combined for 7 sacks, 8 tackles for losses, 9 quarterback hits, a pass defense, 3 forced fumbles, and 1 fumble recovery. You've got bookends that are just otherworldly right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just hitting a stride.
Who definitely didn't hoop is us, because we were like, oh, it's going to be 8 sacks in this game. Cam Ward had 3 of them.
Yeah.
But I think also that was intentional. It felt like the defense, mm-hmm. D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke, they just decided, we're going to treat you like a rookie who mm-hmm. is on a bad team right now and see, can you make good decisions? It didn't feel like they got too exotic with the defenses that they were playing. At times, they just mm-hmm. got up and had a whole bunch of dudes mugged up on the line trying to see if they could get Cam Ward. And I will give Cam a little bit of credit. He stepped up to the line. He used the hard count to at least, you know, mm-hmm. disguise or see who was coming at times to set protection and to, you know, kind of get the Texans out of gear at times. They were like, we're going to play off. We're going to play a little cover two, see if you can make us pay. Eventually, he did with that Chigakonkwo pass. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, he didn't. So I did want to give them credit there. Can I highlight some real quick? And this is like one of them team awards where we just mm-hmm. give it to a whole bunch of people, and you should I will acknowledge individuals within it. Interior defensive line.
Yes.
The interior of this defensive line, and I want to salute them. And this shows up in this game, but I think it also shows up in others. Tommy Togiai, one of those especially. Tim Settle, Mario Edwards. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I love about these guys, they know that opposing offenses, particularly opposing quarterbacks, getting the ball out quick mm-hmm. against this defense. They know that those guys aren't trying to hold the football. You saw it from Cam Ward, who at one point was getting the ball out at like a 2.25 mm-hmm. seconds clip. I think that might have been the first half. Eventually, he still even finished the game with the fastest time to throw in his career, in his short career. Like, they were getting the ball out quick. And one thing that means is when you're on the interior of the defensive line, you can't assume that you're getting... They getting their hands up and knocking all that down.
Yeah.
All that's getting batted down. Mm-hmm. And like the awareness to know. We're not getting all the way in there, but we're going to affect this game by hook or by crook.
No, you're absolutely. I was going to mention that. I'm glad you brought it up because the way that they know that if they do that, they have a real good shot of getting a hand on the ball. But it's again because of the two rush ends that are causing so much trouble. Let me ask you this: how are you feeling about Nick Caley right now?
That is a great question that I was just kind of thinking of again because I mean, especially after last week. This week, I was then looking at, you know, what caused these drives to stall out when they did. Mm-hmm. And there's a few times where I can go, okay, I think it was the play call. There's not a lot of times where I get into that. And there's some instances where I've seen some really good plays. Like there was a play with the toss, Woody Marks toss left, where you get a couple of people pulling. You got I don't even know if you consider this pulling, but you got a big 43, Jakob Johnson out in space. And you've got, of course, Ariante Ursary pulling out to the left side, and you're like, okay, if this is blocked up the way that the game is set up to be blocked up, he should pick up some yardage. And Jakob Johnson just misses a tackle there, and I go, all right, well, how much am I putting that on Nick Caley? I think that he's largely been fine, which again isn't a huge plus, but it's also not a demerit, which is a improvement from where we previously were. Now, of course, maybe if I go back and look at this game super closely, as I hope that I have an opportunity to maybe today or tomorrow. Maybe we see a little bit more where I go, okay, there's actually more underneath here. But it feels like he's been fine, which, again, considering where we had once been in this season, I'm not too mad at.
I think what it comes down to, and it took a while because they didn't even know what their identity was. They struggled. Obviously, he changed quarterbacks a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I think they just sort of – Nick Caley has been leaning on his assistants. They've been, you know, he talked about that last week, you know, the collaborative effort that it is. And also realizing they just can't do certain things. They just can't do. They're not going to gain 190 yards rushing. You know, they're not. Joe Mixon is not walking through that door. And Woody Marks is valuable. So they just use it to kind of set up some of the other things and get rid of the ball themselves pretty quickly. They just kind of know who they are now.
Well, I will say this though, as I'm thinking about it, I will hit still ding Nick Caley on. There are times where he's still running up against the wall, like, and I know. This is something that they believe. D'Amico kind of talked about it again when he was asked about the red zone just earlier, the idea of, you know, you got to win your one-on-one matchups. That don't mean that you need to get up here against the defensive line is that solid and try and run up the middle, right? Like, there were still instances where a lot of inside zone type stuff trying to run the ball up the middle. I don't know that that's the way that you need to handle this, and I feel like we can do the thing where really lean into the notion of being game plan and don't run into the team's strength.
Yeah. No, you're right on that one. But I think they're just being a little safer and recognizing, you know, what they can and can't do. Now, some of that might have had something to do with Davis Mills, but I don't expect a whole lot to change with C.J. Stroud.
And did you feel like, and of course, I'm turning into what is supposed to be a largely positive segment into a little bit of nitpick. Did you feel like it was odd, as much as I've been clamoring for, and maybe you could just say Reggie's a hypocrite, go ahead and hold that. As much as we've been clamoring, and I personally have been clamoring for more Woody Marks, as the game started getting later, didn't it feel like it should have been a little bit more Nick Chubb, interesting enough? Like, it felt like, all right, now it's time to send the bowling
Chubb
ball
Chubb had a
in.
Couple of runs in there, too. Just
he
a
had
couple.
A couple.
Yeah.
But it felt like this is the time where you throw the battering ram in, no?
I think that's why, you know, you have the 1-2 punch. You know, otherwise it would have just been Mixon, you know, and he gets stronger as the game goes on. No, I do agree with that. I think Woody Marks is still going to be the featured back, but there is a definite place for Nick Chubb to fill that role, exactly what you're talking about.
How did you feel about the dudes in the secondary that were called in? Like, I saw Jalen Mills in there. I was like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing here. But Miles Bryant, interestingly enough, ended up in some of these spaces.
He picked on a little bit.
It felt like that was I wrote it down in my notes. I don't know if you're familiar with my terminology where I call folks the mark.
The mark?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or food?
Yeah. I asked myself in my notes, is number 25, because I write these dudes' names or as numbers, is 25 the mark?
Well, I think they tested him.
And I think that might have been more schematic than it was like trying to pick on him particular. Maybe that was just the way that they decided to play it, pick on that nickel in the system. But I feel like it might have been like schematic because especially some of those were like outs and particularly deep outs at times, which I felt like was a weak spot and that was available in this game up until Chig Okonkwo gets his big catch down the for a huge play.
I think
for the Titans.
It behooved them to test him at minimum.
Yeah. Somebody said from 713, if I'm being honest, I don't really want to see too much more Trent Brown unless it's in heavy personnel. Yeah, I mean, look, offensive line, there's conversation to be had all the way around there. I think it was fine for what you were trying to get here, and I'm interested to see how it continues to show up because you've got a big, big matchup. And on top of why I'm interested, D'Amico Ryans did not give a glowing review of it necessarily in the way that I was was hoping or anticipating for. So we'll see if they maybe got more shifting and musical chairs in them. From this 832, have we ever found out what happened with Joe Mixon? Nope. Appreciate you
Which is the answer, by the way.
Appreciate you still asking.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions, where I imagine there's more Texans confessions coming. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.